Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle EJ, Melvin, your marketplace apostle, and welcome once again to Waves of Glory here on Blog Talk Radio. This is an amazing day in the kingdom of God, for He is seated on the throne, and there is none, no, not one, that is like unto Him. He is pouring out His Spirit upon all flesh, hallelujah, so that His sons and daughters today are prophesying across the land. I thank the Lord today. I'm really excited in my spirit this morning. Had an awesome time yesterday with the International Network of Kings and Priests, along with Prophetess Colette Williams and Dr. Richard Tarai McConey. We bless the Lord for our international friends and brothers and sisters in Christ. Today we are going to just take another look at how to get out of poverty. We know that God has given us the power to get wealth, and we've been talking about how to activate that power. It's not enough just to know that we have the power, but we've actually got to activate it. So today, just very briefly, I'm going to share with you a three-step plan to get out of poverty, or maybe I should call it three strategies for getting out of poverty. Now that you've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, there are some changes that have to be made concerning you and your abundant living. Jesus came to give us abundant life. When we look into our lives and our lifestyle of the kingdom of God, we know that there is no temptation but that which is common unto man, but with every temptation God delivers us out of them all. But one thing that we are tempted to do is to remain in a perpetual state of poverty. When we were in the kingdom of darkness, for the most part, many of us were enslaved by poverty. We were in a prison of lack and insufficiency. And so I just want to reiterate that poverty is a prison. It's a prison where many of God's people are taken captive and continue to be bound by lack, debt, and systemic poverty. We are still operating under a world system instead of shifting into the kingdom system. Jesus came that we might have life and have that more abundantly. And that means in every area of our lives, we are to operate in abundance. We are to exhibit the abundant lifestyle that God has given unto us. We'll have abundant life here, and we'll have abundant life in the worlds to come. Glory be to God. God's hand is not slack. He is not limited. He's not going to run out of any particular resource that we might have need of. We can't put a drain on His supply. Glory be to God. And so we want to get the people of God out of poverty, because poverty is a blight on the kingdom of God. So we're going to talk today about three strategies to break the yoke of poverty over your lives. When we take these steps consistently, we walk right out of poverty and into our wealthy place. Moving forward requires a plan. This is reiterated in Luke chapter 14, verses 28 and 29. And Jesus is teaching here His disciples, and He says to them, "For which of you, when he wants to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to complete it? 29, otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who observe it begin to ridicule him or to mock him." And this is what is happening in the body of Christ. We have laid a sure foundation. We have just really nailed it, knocked it out of the park, spark when it comes to getting ourselves saved, believing Christ, believing on Jesus the Christ as the only way to get into heaven. That's the foundation for abundant living. But then we have not built anything on our foundation. So here today I'm going to talk to you about one way, one strategic move to put in on your foundation to begin building your wealthy place. Is one of the three ways is to see your way out of poverty. We must have a vision. Most of the time when the body of Christ says the word vision, we are talking about a vision of winning the lost, winning souls for the kingdom, and we're talking about an evangelistic meeting and a crusade or what have you, but God has a personal vision for your personal life. He wants you to understand that he sees you as an individual as well as a collective body of believers. And so, yes, there is a collective vision for the body of believers, but there is also an individual vision for the individual. And God wants you out of poverty. So the first thing you have to do is to see that. We have to shift our mindset because indeed poverty is a mindset. Once it's kind of like in your subconscious. Once you learn a thing, then you continue in that way without even thinking about it anymore. So part of what's going to have to happen is we have to shift our mindset. And in later episodes, we're going to learn more about the mindset of poverty. But one thing I want you to focus on today is where do you see yourself? Do you see yourself living in abundance or do you see yourself living in lack and insufficiency, barely making it, or you just have just enough? You can't really give into the ministry. You can't really give into missions. You can't really take any trips. Can't really do anything except survive from day to day. That is not a kingdom mindset, and that is not the view that God wants you to see. Open up your heart and know that he says in his words that he delights in the prosperity of his servant, and that's across the board in wellness, in wholeness, completeness, in soundness, in welfare, oh, and in peace. Glory be to God. Many of God's children today don't have any peace. Praise the Lord. We talk about Jesus as the Prince of Peace, but we are not experiencing peace because we are just as worried as the fellow next door who does not know Jesus. We're worried about our bills getting paid. We're worrying about our children being fed and about worrying about whether or not they're going to have enough money to go to college. So we have got to shift from that mentality over to kingdom mentality and begin to see with the eyes of the Spirit. We've got to look into the realm of the Spirit and see what God has prepared for them that love him. For the Word of God tells us that the Spirit of God reveals to us that which God has prepared for us. And if you want to take a look in your word to 1 Kings chapter 18, you will find Elijah there with the battle on the top of Mount Carmel, and he's having a time with the prophets of Baal. Amen. And then God answers his prayers by fire and licks up the sacrifice, the water and the dust in the trenches. But then he goes. He's getting ready now to bring God into remembrance of a prophetic promise he made. He said to him in times past, 3.5 years before this, that he would not let it rain on the earth for the space of time that Elijah determined. And so now Elijah has determined that it's time not for the drought to be over. So he goes up to the mountain, takes with him his servant, and he sends his servant out to look over the cliff and ask him, what did he see? He's to look towards the sea, hallelujah, pun, no pun intended, but he looked towards the sea, and he's supposed to come back and tell Elijah what it is that he sees. And so I'm telling you to stand up today and go to the edge of the cliff, look out toward the sea, look out into your future, and come back and tell me what is it that you see. The young man went to the edge of the cliff and looked out, and he came back and said, I don't see anything. Elijah at this particular point was down on his face praying. He had put his face between his knees, and he was praying for God to respond, hallelujah, according to the prophetic promise. And so this is a key for you to do too. So, but one thing you have to see first and then pray. pray through until somebody else sees, until otherwise it manifests. What you see in the spirit begins to manifest in the natural. Hey, once you get a hold of the word of God, you get a hold of the vision of God for your life, then you get down on your knees and you begin to pray so that you can get the divine direction of God, the instruction of God, get up off your knees and begin to move forward. And that which you see will begin to materialize so that other people will in turn begin to see it. We have short time here today, but I want to say to you, seeing is believing. And I don't mean seeing in the natural, I mean seeing in the supernatural. Seeing is believing, and believing is seeing. This is a supernatural principle. You have moved out of the kingdom of natural eyesight into the kingdom of supernatural vision. So be visual. Be visual with what God is saying unto you. If I were to say unto you right now, cat, you wouldn't see the word cat. You actually see the image of whatever type cat that comes to your mind. Or if I would say to you car, then you would see a vision of the type of car that you see. Amen. God wants you to see, because if you can see it, you can say it. And if you can say it, you can have it. That brings me right into the second one. Saying. You have to keep saying what it is that you saw and what it is that you are believing. We're talking about now referring to the woman with issue of blood that was saying in herself, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. The translation literally is she kept saying to herself. She kept saying, she kept saying, she kept saying. And so you need to continue to speak to yourself. That story is in Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 and 21 of the woman with the issue of blood. So first you are seeing, now you are saying, you are declaring, you are decreeing, you are repeating it consistently. This is a word I want you to get in your vocabulary, is consistently and consistency. Don't just stop because you said it a couple times and you feel your faith built up, but you need to keep on saying it until, like the woman with the issue of blood, you actually grab a hold of that hem of the garment and your manifested healing comes through, or manifested financial blessing comes through. Do not be discouraged by the things that are happening in the natural, because something is moving in the realm of the spirit this morning, if you will declare the word that God has put in your spirit. And thirdly today, we're going to be closing with this. You've got to sow your way out. You've got to give God something to work with, like the young lad who sowed into the multitude 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Every time Jesus fed the multitudes, and there were 2 times separately. Once he fed 5,000, once he fed 7,000. So here we have 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Put it in the hands of the master. You may not feel like what you have to sow is much, but give that back to God and watch him multiply it and accelerate it. You may feel that your life and you're living in the land of not enough. This takes us to Genesis chapter 26, verse 12, and it talks about Isaac being in a land of famine. And him being the seed, a righteous seed, knew that he had a right to prosperity. The word of God says in verse 12 that Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold of in famine and expect to reap a harvest that year. But this is the promise of God to the seed of righteousness. We in Christ Jesus are the seed of Abraham and heir to the promise of God. So go ahead, beloved, sow your way out of this famine that you're in. Sow your way out of this famine that you're in. Don't be afraid to lay down your loaves of bread. Amen. I tell you what, there is more to come. And I want to say to you that we have put out and released an e-book called How to Activate the Power to Get Wealth. All of these strategies that we are talking about are in that e-book. It's available on our website at www.com. your marketplace, apostle.com. I want you to go on over there and click on how to activate the power. Download that particular ebook and begin to get started walking your way and working your way out of poverty. And we have to do this supernaturally. We have to involve God in this thing. We are now children of the kingdom. So let's move forward from here. Moving forward, a plan, and amen. We are willing to share that plan with you. God bless you. This has been Apostle E.J. Melvin. I am your Marketplace Apostle. This is Waves of Glory, and we bless the Lord for your joining us today, and we pray that you would have a fruitful and prosperous new year. Amen.